is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of May, 2012. Peter Minuit landed on the island of Manhattan on this date in 1626. The Dutch had had a trading post on Governor's Island for a couple of years, and in 1625 they started building Fort Amsterdam on Manhattan. So Minuit arrived to find a small village already in place, more land being cleared. There were great stands of hickory, oak, and chestnut trees among the grasslands, the salt marshes of Manhattan. Times Square was a red maple swamp. A creek ran through Midtown. On the west side of the island, there was a cemetery, a small farm, an orchard, and two wealthy estates. Most of the houses were built along the East River. The main street was an old Indian path running from the southern tip of the island north to what is now City Hall Park. First, it was called Herestraat, Gentleman Street, but eventually it came to be known as Bredeweg, which became the name we know it by today, Broadway. The first Freedom Ride set off on this date, 1961. 13 activists recruited by the Congress of Racial Equality to ride buses throughout the South to test the laws on segregation. An interracial group, most of them college students, set off from Washington, D.C. on their way to New Orleans, the white riders sitting in the back of the bus and the black in the front. They encountered little resistance in the Upper South, but the Deep South was another matter. In Alabama, they were met with baseball bats and guns, beatings, firebombs. They were put into prison, and they never made it to New Orleans. It's the birthday of David Gutterson, born in Seattle, 1956, taught high school for many years, wrote about education and homeschooling, published a short story collection, but he's best known for his first novel, Snow Falling on Cedars. It was a big bestseller in 1994. And it's the birthday of the man who invented the piano, as we know it, Bartolomeo Cristofori, born in Padua, Italy, 1655. He was hired by the Florentine court to take care of the harpsichords, on which, as you know, the strings are plucked, and Cristofori put hammers and dampers and a range of octaves onto the harpsichord model so that the hammers hit the strings so you could play loudly or softly depending on how hard you played the keys. It was called a pianoforte, meaning soft, loud, and then just a piano. One of Cristofori's original pianos is at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore, entitled The Lovers. Together they stand in the checkout line with their carton of raspberries. They are in love. They love raspberries. He is tall and blonde. She is tall and blonde. They nuzzle each other noisily, exhibitionists in the market, surrounded by lesser flesh, envious, purchasing slag. Soon they will exit gods into the parking lot and drive away in their car with the flowers on it. But the raspberry season is over, and they have chosen the frozen. The line is long, and the carton is starting to drip. The Lovers by Reed Whittemore. From the Past, the Future, the Present, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.